First of all, though, there was a the race call is what will get you in as well. Lovely old story of Isa Rich winning at Wyong yesterday. Here's the race call.
Iso Rich starting to just peak on his effort behind the moralist Ranuncula. 100 to go. Cassie's Sister. Old Iso's having another dig here. Cassie's Sister in front. Oh, could he do it, Iso Rich, at 12 years of age? What a horse! What a horse! Iso Rich found in the straight and won. Beat Cassie's Sister.
What a call. What a horse. What a thrill for Wayne Sealand and everyone else with the 12-year-old. And I've got to say, Wayne, I actually had got the first, was it the trifecta or the first? I got a smidgen of the first four because of Isa Rich, so I was jumping up and down with everyone else. How are you, Wayne?
I'm great, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, what a thrill for such a lovely old horse to pull one out at Wyong yesterday.
Yeah, well, he loves it there. I think that's his eighth win at Wyong, so he's always loved his home track.
Did that come as a surprise to you? He was $49 on the Vic Tote, but he was about $71 on the fixed odds.
No, it wasn't a surprise to me. He hasn't liked wet tracks, and we've had wet tracks for 2 or 3 years up here, so it hasn't been to his liking. And the harder the tracks get, the better he goes. So I always give him a chance on a dry track.
Yeah, I think that's what I kind of picked up on when I was doing the form, that he had been running on a series of wet tracks, and he's all his form going back over a decade was basically on dry tracks. Just tell us the story of Isa Rich. He is a 12-year-old. He's a bit like the South Australian flow meter. Is there a rule in New South Wales that's going to put a line through him when he turns 13?
Yeah, they have to retire at the end of their 12-year-old year. I think you can get that certificate and go around it. Whether anyone does, I don't think we'll still be going after that. But while he's still enjoying it, we'll at least go till then.
Tell us about Isa Rich. Where does it all begin, this story with Isa Rich?
When I go to yearling sales, I look at lots of horses, and I think he was lot two, and I just sort of wrote in my book, I won't be able to afford him. And there wasn't many people there, and the bidding stopped at around 3,500. I just double-timed it up there and got him for 7,500, and thought he was a bargain then, and looks that way now.
Yeah, exactly right. Why didn't you think you could afford him? I haven't even checked his pedigree. Well, has he got a bit of pedigree, has he?
Yeah, he's by Schwarzier out of the mare that won 7 races. So he's pretty well bred, and if you go back through it, he's further back, he's bred to be this good.
Why was he so cheap?
I'm not sure. He's he was a rig. A lot of people don't like rigs. He's got a funny scoop in the front of his head, which must be a birth thing. But that might have turned a few people off with the breathing issues, but it's never bothered him. But I don't know why he was that cheap. I think he got pulled out of a Magic Ian sale and ended up at Scone.
So he's got a breathing issue, he's got a dint in his head, and he's...
he hasn't got breathing issues, he's just got a different shaped head where it sort of restricts one side of his nostril a little bit.
Right, and he's a rig, and... 12.
He was a rig, so that's sort of a lot more involved in gelding them.
Oh, okay. It's
you have to give them sort of 3 months off after their operation, all those sorts of things. So a lot of people turn away from that kind of thing. Everyone wants a quick return.
Well, 11 years later, he's at a start 145. He's got the money. Did he show what was he like as a young horse all those years ago?
He's always been a little bit erratic. He's still a bit erratic, you know. It's almost like he's playing half the time until his mind gets on the job. He's always been genuine, but, I mean, I remember one day at Canterbury, he laid all over Happy Clapper and got beat a nose. You know, if he had just stayed off him, he might have beat him. You know, so
he has got those amazing peak performances, hasn't he? He's always been a really good galloper.
Yeah, that's right, and he can hold his form once he hits it, you know. So he's had some preps that have gone for 20 starts, at, you know, over a 12-month period, you know. So he's tough.
He must be a popular horse around the stable.
Yeah, he's number one. he's easy to look after. He's got real personality these days. Once you've been their best friend for 10 years, they can practically communicate with you.
Have you found any hardy relations to Isa Rich? Any close relations in the stable?
No, he's just a one-off. I don't really know what the rest of the family's done. I think Damien Lane had a half-brother to him that in his stable was no good. That got sent to him as a tried horse, and I had a look at him. He didn't look much like him. But no, the family itself, I don't think there's a lot more going on out of the man.
Well, what a horse he is. I mean, they're not the ones that we go to the Spring Carnival to see, are they? But there's something very special about a horse because they're very delicate creatures, aren't they, Wayne?
Yeah, that's right. And he's always, for a long time, he's had a bit of a cult following with a lot of people. So he is popular.
Well, where to next? Where do I back him again?
Well, mate, I think there's still races like a Midway or something like that in town, you know? So I think there's still a chance he could improve off that run. He's still big, you know, at that age. It takes a long time to get him trimmed up, and he holds his condition very well. So I won't be surprised to see him be winning again.
Well, I won $800 on him yesterday. Can you give him a carrot and a pat for me?
Will do. He's had that many carrots in the last 20 hours. He might turn one down soon.
All right, just a pat'll do then. Just a pat'll do. Good on you, mate. Well done with the champ yesterday.
All right, thanks for the call, mate.
That was fantastic. What a great performance. Wayne Seal in there, the trainer of Isa Rich.